Hello, this is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. Today's topic, stop looking for an out before you're not even in. Okay, and that's a message to the parents and athletes. And what I mean by that is there's a transient nature to a lot of parents and athletes and how they're moving about involving themselves with different organizations, trainers, that sort of thing. And so I want to talk about committing to a process, committing to a team, committing to a trainer, and the benefits of that. And the whole kind of, again, moving around doesn't serve the athlete well. And you've got to give things time.
You know, Aaron, it's funny you say that because I think about what has happened in the past 6 months with players not knowing what they're going to do coming up, or what I've been getting recently within the last 2 months to 40 days is that I need a team to play on and I need something to play now. And jumping from one club to another club, or, well, I got this summer season coming up, I've got to train harder now. And not really being engaged, like you said, in the process of having a plan and really being prepared to do it. So I agree with you wholeheartedly about that. It's interesting times. I see a lot of panic in people right now.
Right. And you actually said a key word, panic. On the training side, I see it a lot because people don't want to give the process time. You know, again, we're in this society where everything is instant and they want results quickly. And what I want parents and athletes to understand is that it takes time to build a good athlete. I mean, it doesn't take days. It doesn't take weeks. It takes months and it takes years. Right. And I think an athlete and parent need to understand that so that they can have the right expectations. Anything that people sell out there as a quick fix probably isn't going to be a quick fix for long, because an athlete's always growing, changing, developing. The game changes as you move up in levels. It develops, and there's different skill sets and different physical abilities that an athlete is always going to need. So I really want athletes and parents to get away from this fix me mentality, because that's only momentary. And a coach or a trainer may be able to fix you at that moment, but there's still more work to be done, especially with your younger athletes.
I agree. A lot of times I'm really seeing this a lot recently, and I don't know if it's because everything is a go right now. And when I say a go, you got many things opening up and it's more free, and you have all the sports being played now. I mean, just think about that. Whether it's spring, winter, or a summer sport, they're all, because of COVID, everything's being played now. And so I feel like we're getting bombarded with a lot of athletes trying to make up for things they haven't done in the past. And then there are some athletes who were engaged initially, and then they went away, and then they're coming back like, I got to really ramp it up. And I think that programming of Instagram, Twitter, and all of that, along with other people talking, whether it's other parents or other players, everything, you mix all that in and you get an athlete that walks through your door, or you get an athlete that calls me and says, we gotta get going. I feel like we're behind. And really, if you had a plan from the get-go, you were good. You were good if you just stayed engaged. And I look at some of the athletes we share, Aaron, and those guys that stayed through the process. There's one pitcher I know that has just stayed with the process since the beginning of COVID, during the ramp-up period, and he's still the same way. He comes in 2 days a week, does his work, leaves. I feel good. And we've seen an increase in his velocity. We've seen him with a lot more confidence, just because he is engaged in the process you talk about being focused and not worrying about the short-term wins and really engage in the whole process. And I've seen him develop mentally stronger, which has made him a better physically fit and physical athlete. So, you know, with that said, I think parents out there and players out there, as you go through this next 3 to 6 to 7 months, get back to being focused on what you're trying to accomplish. Don't try to get it real quick. You have time. Just understand that there is a way and keep on doing that, Aaron. You know?
And I think if you are planning from the outset and you know what you're looking for, you know what you want, just to kind of pull back on this process, that becomes important, because sometimes what happens is people get in this whole loop of doing these things and it's hard to get out of them. And so I think at the beginning, you might want to ask yourself whether you're looking for a team or for a trainer, really define what you want to get out of it. How much time you have available and what you can commit to, you know, in terms of resources, logistics, and that sort of thing. And I'm pulling the camera back because I think, again, people kind of get into a situation and they almost are stuck in that. And so now they're reacting. Whereas if they step back and they say, hey, how many days a week is my kid available to practice or train? What's logistically, what makes sense for us in terms of commuting? Because I hear a lot of complaints about, well, you know, this is too far, that's too far. So, you know, if commute is an issue, you really want to take that into account. There's no need to go see a team or a trainer that is outside of your comfort zone of your commute and not be able to commit. You're just not going to be able to sustain the attendance that's required to be able to make to get the best out of what that person has to offer.
Right.
And then the other thing is find out the philosophy. Make sure you match up philosophy wise. So all of these things kind of need, you know, you might have a checklist of things that you might want to say, okay, I've seen this coach or I've seen this trainer and they check 4 of the boxes. This 5th one, we could live with or we could live without,
right.
You know, but you don't want to try and, you know, what's the saying? Put a square peg in a round hole. And because it's just going to be frustrating for both you, the athlete, and the entity that you're interacting with. And it doesn't allow you to commit to the process. And when you're talking about timelines and actually these things, you can then actually talk to the coach or the trainer and say, hey, look, this is what I have available. Mm-hmm. This is the budget. This right. is our timeline. Because we need him or her ready by this point in time. What are your thoughts? And then you can get a realistic answer back from that trainer or coach. And then you can start to have some realistic expectations. I mean, the one thing I get a lot of is a kid comes in for he wants to get faster. He comes in for his first lesson. And the first thing the parent says is, well, how many sessions is it going to take? I'm sorry, I've been doing this 27 years, longer than 27 years, but you just, there is no concrete answer. And if you start to put a timeline on those sorts of results that are unrealistic, you're not going to be happy. So again, that's one instance of how you really want to sit down and say, hey, this is what we'd like to get done in this time period. Is it feasible? If it is, great. If it isn't, then now you can make some adjustments. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like, Aaron, what you're saying is that part of the process is having a plan.
Yeah.
And creating a plan with your person, your trainer, or your coach, and to help you guide you through that. And then I think another thing that's important, Aaron, is as you go through that process or that plan, is to have an evaluation period, you know, halfway through, how are we doing, how are things looking? And then, you know, keep on going through that process with after you've evaluated after not 1 week, you know.
Yeah. Or every week, you know, which I get sometimes, you know, some parents want me to time their kid every week. It doesn't work that way. And yeah, no, I get it. And that's why I'm saying if you can have that conversation up front, then you understand. Then you understand even if you want to commit, because that's the next biggest thing is there's this sampling mentality where people are kind of moving around from team to team, trainer to trainer, and they're sampling and they're not staying with anyone long enough to see if what they have to offer is going to be effective. And so they're on this merry-go-round of hitting up all of these different people, but they're not getting anywhere. And so you sometimes have to invest time to find out if you're going to get the return. And just like anything else in life, there aren't any guarantees, and there's different grade or different levels of payback that you're going to get. But at least if you spend some time, you can be educated on what's going on with that entity and then make a decision on, hey, is it time to move on and find something else?
Well said, detail oriented about staying engaged in the process and having that plan. So Aaron, and out there sports fans, hey, this is the brand, Coach EJ.
And this is Coach Aaron, The Source. See you.